بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد باب فضل من مات له اولاد صغار وعن انس رضی اللہ عنہ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما من مسلم يموت له ثلاثة لم يبلغ الحنث الا ادخله اللہ الجنہ بفضل رحمته ایاہم متفق علیہ. This chapter deals with the virtue of that individual whose little child, sigar, little in this context means that child that has not reached the age of puberty. Allah Ta'ala has made this world a place of test. It is Allah Ta'ala's promise in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will test you. It's a different matter. Human nature is such that we find that majority of humanity is striving to avoid difficulty and hardship. We tend to naturally look for ease, look for comfort. However, we observe this on a daily basis, that this is not the principle of this world. Sickness, hardship, difficulty, this is something that is apparent in every direction. For a mu'min, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully illustrated the significance of these hardships and difficulties that occur in the world. He said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. He said, it astonishes me, pleases me, surprises me, the affair of a believer. Allah has kept goodness in everything that comes to him. Goodness, ease comes to him. He makes the shukr of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has kept khair and goodness in that. In asabatu darra'u sabr, hardship, when it afflicts him or comes to him, he makes sabr, and Allah has kept goodness in that. In other words, the goodness, we may not see it in this world, but definitely in the hereafter, we will see it. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَىٰ بِالْمُؤْمِنْ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ. He said, this is a system, Allah's sunnat in this world. Bala, musibat, calamity, test will keep on coming. For a believer, sometimes his family, sometimes his wealth, sometimes his own self. فِي نَفْسِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ. And what is this? حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهُ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيَةٌ. So that when he meets Allah, there's not a single sin remaining on him. In other words, this bala, musibat, test, trial, tribulation, calamity, this is Allah's washing machine. Allah cleanses the believer in this world. And amongst the tests that a person can face, very, very difficult test, is when one has to lose a child. One's child has to pass away. One is person's son or daughter passing away in adulthood. That itself is hard enough. But it is very, very difficult when somebody has to lose a child in infancy, at a very young age. Particularly if the parents are elderly. Like it's mentioned, burhape ke aulaad dil ko pakar lete. That a child which a person gets at the old age, we find that the bond is even stronger. That's why many people will observe that I find myself more attached to my grandchildren than my children. Why? Because of as age, our age advances, then the bond becomes stronger. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you are tested, then find ease in your test by observing what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Most beloved of Allah, yet three of his sons, Qasim, Abdullah and Ibrahim radiallahu anhum, all three of his sons passed away in infancy. The last child of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala, 18 months of age. And this was just 6 months before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. Allah could have delayed it. Yet Allah ta'ala tested his most beloved, so that you and I have got no grounds to complain if such a test has to befall us. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah loves somebody, then Allah tests him. So this chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahimullah has brought the virtue of when one has to lose a little child. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no Muslim, three of his children, lam yablughul hind, who have not reached, now we find in the hadith the word is hind, they have not reached the age of hind. By hind, literally the word hind means dhunub, sins. Ulama explained it like this, lam yablughul hilma fatuktab. They have not reached the age of adulthood so that they will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sins. This is why lam yablughul hind. They haven't reached hind, they haven't reached sin. In other words, the age of sin. The word hind in the Quran is used in the meaning of sin, like we find in Surah Waqi'ah. وَكَانَ يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ, that they persisted upon the great sin. So, what is meant by لَمْ يُبْلُغُ الْحِنْثِ, that if a person has a child that hasn't reached the age of puberty, hasn't reached the age of adulthood, or puberty, in other words, the age when you are responsible or mukallaf for your sins or accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your actions. In other words, when a child is not yet reached the age of adulthood or puberty, then ulama mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will not hold that person responsible. You will not have to give hisab or reckoning. Like a person when he, Allah save us, but if somebody has to become mad, or a person loses his faculties or his senses, then he also is not accountable for his actions. Likewise, a child that hasn't reached the age of puberty is not accountable for their actions. So in other words, they are sinless in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, illa adkhalahu Allahul Jannah. Allah will enter the parents into Jannah. Allah will enter the parents of such a child into Jannah bifadli rahmatihi iyahum, because of the special mercy that Allah Ta'ala directs towards those children. Why? Ulama say, why special mercy towards those children? Because in the eyes of Allah, they are sinless. So if they are sinless, they are not accountable to Allah Ta'ala. So they enjoy a special mercy in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So if a person has three such children who pass away in infancy, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will enter the parents into Jannah, provided, the caveat, provided they make sabr, not complain. Allah couldn't find anybody else. Why did I have to have this musibat, etc. Start lamenting, etc. If they avoid all that and they make sabr, this is a means of, without their actions, just making sabr over this test from Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, they will enter into Jannah. In fact, in other riwayat it comes, إِلَّا تَلْقَوْهُ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَا مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ دَخَلْ. The eight doors of Jannah will be open for such a parent who has lost a children in infancy, and he may enter into any of the doors of Jannah that he wants. In the riwayat of Nasai, it's mentioned, أَمَا يَسُرُّكَ إِنَّكَ لَا تَأْتِي بَابًا مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا وَجَدْتَهُ عِنْدَهُ يَسْعَى يُفْتَحُ لَكَ. Does it not please you? Your heart is carrying this pain, this hurt, this loss over this child, or maybe more than one child that a person lost in infancy, comes in the hadith. Does it not please you that you will not come to any of the doors of Jannah except that you will find that door wide open for you and that door calling out towards you? So this is such a great, in this world it's test, musibat, calamity. Allah protect us from it. Allah give us afiyat. But if such a person is tested and he makes sabr, ihtisab, has hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the akhirat, the doors of Jannah will be flung open for such an individual. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yamutu li ahadin min al muslimina thalathatun min al walad, la tamussuhu an nar illa tahillat al qasam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, this hadith will first translate it literally, and then there's one or two aspects that require a little bit of explanation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no Muslim will lose three children. In other words, in infancy, before the age of puberty or adulthood, except la tamussuhun nar, jahannam will become haram upon this person, upon the parents, will not touch that parents. La tamussuhun nar, jahannam will not touch him, illa tahillatal qasam, except for the qasam being made halal. In other words, the fulfillment of the qasam. So in other words, what it means, jahannam will touch him, but very, very briefly. Now what is meant by this? Tahillat al-qasam. What is that qasam? We find based on riwayat, it is mentioned that, for example, tahillat al-qasam, Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions the riwayat of Abdul Razzaq and Ma'mar and Zuhri in the end of the hadith. Tahillatul Qasam, Qawlullahi Ta'ala, what is the opening of the Qasam, or the making the Qasam halal? What Qasam is referred to in this hadith? Wa im minkum illa wariduha kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya. This is in Surah Maryam, where Allah Ta'ala says, when in and illa come together in one expression, im minkum illa wariduha, then what it means is that there is no exception. There is absolutely no exception. Allah says, every one of you. Wariduha. Wurud means to pass. Imam Nawawi rahimullah explains, huwa al-ubur ala sirat. This refers to the crossing of the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. وَهُوَ جِسْرٌ مَنْصُوبٌ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ جَهَنَّمْ. It is a bridge that is stretched or erected over Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam. We find that Jahannam, Allah has built Jahannam in such a way, created Jahannam in such a way, that it is, for Jahannam, you have to fall downwards. In fact, once Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba, all of a sudden a thunderous sound was heard. So Sahaba was shocked, afraid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. He said, a rock or a boulder was thrown into Jahannam 70 years ago. Now it has reached the depths of Jahannam. That is the sound that you heard. So over Jahannam, there is a bridge, which we refer to as Sirat. Sirat means bridge. Or more famously known in our circles, Pul Sirat. The bridge over Jahannam. Now this is that bridge. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, wa im minkum illa wariduha. Every one of you will have to cross that bridge. No exception. Every believer will have to cross that bridge. Kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya. This is a decree which Allah has taken upon himself, which will come to pass. In other words, this is qasam. Allah has taken an oath. Every one of you will have to cross over Jahannam. So that is the meaning of qasam. So in other words, Jahannam will not touch him, but he will have to cross the sirat. He will have to cross the sirat. Obviously, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning, or will cross it very, very quickly. We find according to the amal and the nuraniyat of a person's iman, there are various descriptions found in ahadith as to the manner in which the sirat will be crossed. So this is what the meaning of the hadith is, that Jahannam will not touch him if he lost three children in infancy, except for the fulfillment of this qasam. In other words, he also will have to cross the sirat, but it is hoped in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a person will cross with the speed of lightning or very, very quickly. So there will still be this contact with Jahannam, but from a distance. It's mentioned in the riwayat of Tabarani, مَنْ مَاتَ لَهُ ثَلَاثَةٌ مِّنَ الْوَلَدْ لَمْ يَبْلُغُ الْحِنْثِ لَمْ يُرِدِ النَّارِ إِلَّا عَابِرُ السَّبِيلِ. The explanation of this tahillat al-qasam, that person who loses three children, who have not reached the age of puberty, will not enter Jahannam except عَابِرُ السَّبِيلِ, except as a passerby. Literal translation, in other words, al-jiwaz al-sirat, crossing over the bridge of Jahannam. One riwayat, it is mentioned, Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Umar radiallahu anhu, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, one of the mothers of the believers. One day she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yadkhul ahadum mimman shahid al Hudaybiyah an-nar." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave basharat and glad tidings for the Sahaba that took part in the expedition of Hudaybiyah, and he said that anyone of the Sahaba, Muarikhin mentioned plus minus 1500, who took part in Hudaybiyah, who were present at the truce of Hudaybiyah and Bayatul Ridwan, I'm not going into the details, we've run out of time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the basharat and glad tidings that none of them will enter Jahannam. So Hafsa radiallahu anha asked, that Ya Rasulullah, you say that the Sahaba of Hudaybiyah will not enter Jahannam, yet Allah says, "Wa in minkum illa wariduha, kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya." Every one of you will have to cross the bridge over Jahannam. This is a decree from Allah which will come to pass. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to her and said, "Alaysa Allahu yaqul," doesn't Allah thereafter say, "Thumma nunajjil ladina taqaw," that we will give najat and salvation for the people of taqwa. In other words, the Sahaba of Hudaybiyah are amongst them who will be saved. And likewise, a person whose three children have passed away in infancy, such a person, this is the basharat and their tidings which Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives. SubhanAllah.